From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The semi-famous log house on Wilson Avenue is about to become the first site in Timmins designated as historically significant. All that stands in the way is a 30-day public comment period, which isn't expected to interfere. Councillor Michelle Boileau is chair of the museum board. She says the designation will establish a registry allowing the Heritage Committee to move on to other sites.
In this case, it's a privately owned property, and so we were fortunate to have the interest of the property owners to and their support to go through with this designation.
The house was built in the 1920s and still has the aesthetic of that era. Its current owners are only the second. In a bold move that has stirred up controversy in other municipalities, Timmins Council is throwing its weight behind a plan to open a supervised, safe drug injection site. A temporary site could open within weeks to be followed by a permanent one. Based on population, Timmins has the highest opioid overdose death rate in Canada. Mayor George Peary says that affects our citizens, not the federal or provincial governments.
Our citizens' population within the city of Timmins at a rate that, in fact, is totally unbelievable. It's devastating.
The site will be run by medical professionals, also offering counseling and treatment options to addicts. The Timmins and District Hospital has stepped up to be the official operator. The injection site is the latest initiative of the Timmins and Area Drug Strategy Committee. A woman named Andrea Sylvia Sutherland has been reported missing since Saturday, September 4th. Timmins police hope you have information to help find her. Communications coordinator Mark DePozzi says she's known to go by the name Drea Sutherland.
She is described as an Indigenous female person, 5'8", 29 years of age, brown eyes, long dark brown hair, small build, and she has multiple ear piercings.
There's a photo on our website. And the hottest ticket in town for Friday night will be the first spectator-allowed Timmins Rock game in 18 months. The Junior A hockey team is suggesting you get yours online. Because of COVID-19 restrictions, capacity at the MAC is reduced to about 700. Team director Jason Kelly says you also need vaccination proof and asks for patience because it's a first for staff at the door checking all that too.
What's nice is the game starts 7:30 this one. I would suggest getting there by 6:30 and making sure you're in.
Concessions are expected to be open so you can grab a coffee and dessert. The Kirkland Lake Gold Miners provide the opposition on the ice. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.